Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, if you've been to a livestock show in the past few years, you've probably seen Texas native Ryan Rash as a judge at one of those livestock shows. He's currently helping judge at Cattlemen's Congress this week, and I had the opportunity to catch up with him. And he talks about why judging at Cattlemen's Congress is so special.
I grew up showing Simmentals in the junior program, and really shaped a lot of who I was. And so this is, while any judge any breed at Cattlemen's Congress is truly special because this is the largest cattle show in the nation in just 3 short years. This one will hit a little different because of my background.
Rash is known for his ability to give great reasons while in the ring, but still notes it's just his opinion.
Judging is just an opinion. It doesn't make mine right or wrong. On that given day, it makes it official in that ring. But the important thing, or what I strive to do as a judge, is try to describe the cattle as accurately as I can and why they're aligned the way they are. So even though you don't have to agree with it, you can see and understand why it is done the way it is done on that given day.
Rash said his passion is the cattle industry, especially the kids who work so hard to be a part of it.
I think a lot of it is just because I'm very passionate about this program, and especially the kids. And if you keep that at the forefront, then I really don't think you can go wrong, or that's what's worked for me.
Rash is also known for picking his champions with a slap of glitter.
I wanted to do something that was different and never happened before, and so I came up with that idea. And I'll be honest with you, I thought it would be a one-time thing, and everybody think it was the most bizarre, stupid, crazy deal, but I was going to do it anyway. And now it is the most popular thing that's ever probably come down the pipe here. So
we're going to see it here at Cattlemen's Congress?
You are going to see it today.
Today at Cattlemen's Congress, they're having the Junior Hereford Breeding Show. You'll also see the National Limousine Open Show, the Denim and Diamond Sale, and much more. For a schedule of events, you can go to cattlemenscongress.com. Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced several major developments at the USDA that will help benefit farmers and ranchers across the nation. Speaking at the AFBF annual convention in Puerto Rico, Vilsack said they want to provide all farmers with the opportunities that they need to continue farming, build and maintain their competitive edge, and access more, new, and better markets. He says USDA is moving forward with the fertilizer production expansion program and published comments on the importance of increased competition. The agency is also improving risk protection for beginning, veteran, limited resource, and minority producers. USDA is also investing more than $12 million to expand independent meat and poultry processing capacities across different places in the U.S. There are new programs coming to fill the gaps in the 2020-21 Natural Disaster Assistance and the 2020 Pandemic Assistance programs. He says by working together, we can ensure that American agriculture remains resilient. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.